Jake Spaulding with you as we talk Perry LeCompton football every single Thursday here on FM 103.9 KNZA. It's presented every single week by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Cause. Perry LeCompton coming into this week's matchup, 1-3 overall, coming off their first district game last week, a loss at the Holton Wildcats. Coach, if you can, I know the final score does not dictate how you would like it to see, a 33-14 loss to the Wildcats. But another week where without your starting quarterback, just tell me if you can about last week's game, what you saw on Friday night.
Yeah, disappointed how we showed up late. I mean, don't take anything away from Holton. They played great. And, you know, they're starting to put things together and like they always do. But, you know, we got to come with more energy, more enthusiasm. We were kind of flat to start it out. They got some big plays that got them rolling. But we got to be able to respond to that and have a better answer. And then, you know, just make sure we show up ready to play. Self-inflicted wound. We turned the ball over four times, and that hurts you. We had over 100 yards of penalties. That hurts you. So we got to clean those things up if we're going to expect to be a better football team and go win those type of games.
Coming into this matchup, we were alluding to last week about how it kind of seems like the offense is finding a groove in the running game, you know, averaging over 150 yards in the past previous couple games. You finished last week with 143 yards on the ground and kind of spreading it out. Tristan Gordon leading the way with 12 carries, but Bronson Rush seemed to have the big breakout run for you guys last week. As you're preparing for your next contest this week, what kind of point of emphasis are you seeing on the offensive side of the ball?
We just want to continue to find and get the ball in those playmakers' hands. You know, so what Bronson can do. He's got some great ability. He's got a good knack for finding where that hole is. And he made two spectacular runs, and good to see him be able to break out and do that. You know, Tristan is a good athlete. We want to continue to make sure he gets the ball. And in the passing game, Eli had a couple big catches that, you know, put us in some good spots. So, again, we've got to come work to get the ball to the playmakers, keep being consistent up front, and, you know, see if we can get back to clicking a little bit better offensively.
Talking with head coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause, we talk about this gentleman every single week, man. This young man has just got a nose for the football on the defensive side. And Colton Kniper, coach, is on the stat book for 30 total tackles in that game, 16 solo, 14 assists. And, again, I feel like we highlight him every single week, but I feel like it's very deserving. So what did you see on tape from your defensive side of the football last week?
So we're on defense too long is probably the number one thing. I mean, when Holton rushes the ball 66 times, and we're playing a lot of defense. And, you know, as a linebacker, you need to be there and clean up some things and give guys up front some credit on what they're doing, if they're eating up some double teams and allow our linebackers to scrape and play and be free on that. But, I mean, again, he's a film hound. The guy spends time. He watches film. He has a great understanding of what's going on. It's fun to watch him process it during the week at practice and sees things. And, hey, when they do this, we're right here. Yeah, we got that. And he's great understanding of football, and it's good to have that. And, you know, the kid's put a ton of work in. Hasn't missed a single day of summer weights in his 3 years. And it just shows the dedication he's put in, and now those results are paying off because he's hard-nosed and he's around the ball.
District 4 in Class 3A, Perry LeCompton in the same district as Jeff West, Topeka, Hayden, Holton, and Hiawatha. Non-district game this week. We'll dive into that after this timeout as Perry LeCompton will take on Royal Valley at home in a Big East battle, but non-district game. We'll talk more about that after this timeout. Jake Spaulding back with you, talking Perry LeCompton Caw football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with head coach Mike Paramore of Perry LeCompton. Again, this show is presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry. And, coach, you've got a matchup this week, non-district game. Do you feel like it's a good time for a non-district game for your squad right now?
Well, I think it's just it's good to get back. I mean, after you come off a performance where you're not happy with how things went, I think the kids are hungry, and I think they understand they didn't play very well, and we want to do better, and they want to show that they're a better football team. So just a chance to get back and let's play. I mean, that's the great part about football. You get another chance next Friday to go out and improve and get better. And so we're looking forward to that opportunity to go out on Friday night and get after it.
Talking about coming back, and that's your quarterback, Garrett Metcalf, should be back this week. How important is it for your team? You know, you lose your quarterback early in the season. He misses a couple games, but now he's back here for week number five. Is this an important moment for your guys' squad and your season with him coming back?
I think it gets us back, in, you know, offensively, some sync. I mean, we put some Phil Dunn did a nice job of some quarterback experience. But, you know, he's more comfortable as a running back. And so we can do those things now to get him in position to be a playmaker out there in space and taking the ball from the tailback position. And, you know, Garrett's got a good command of what we're doing and a nice calming sense. And he's worked extremely hard to get himself back healthy and ready to go. So it'll be good to have him back under center and going to work for us.
Couple teams on Friday night going to be matching up. Again, it's your squad, Perry LeCompton, hosting Royal Valley. And a couple teams, Coach, that are coming off of a two-game losing streak. And one of those two games being extremely competitive from both of these teams. The one commonality is you both played a Holton and fell in those matchups by double digits, but you both have played Sabetha now. Royal Valley's coming off of a one-point loss to the Blue Jays last week. You guys went to Sabetha for your win of the season and beating them 12-9. So when you're looking at film, when you're looking at tape and getting prepared for this Panther team, what are you seeing about this team that definitely looks more improved than years past?
Yeah, they've gotten a lot better and over the years continue to improve, and they've done a nice job up there with those guys and getting them going. I mean, we're going to see a similar offense. They're going to be, you know, in the wishbone. They're going to line up and run powerful at you. They're going to run some counter, and they got some option game within that. So from a defensive game plan, pretty similar to how we went into the Holton game. We just got to be better at getting off the field on third down, making sure we're better on our run fits and getting some stops. So they got a nice football team. They get better, and they've improved. Their team speed's good. Got backs that run pretty hard. They're big up front. So we got a challenge for our side defensively. You know, offensively, we just need to see if we can go out and start moving the chains a little bit, get a little bit better in our offensive production, take advantage of some field position if we're able to establish that. And I think it's going to be a heck of a game. They got a nice football team, and we're looking for the challenge.
I think both teams definitely hungry for a win. Again, non-district game, but a Big East matchup. And the way the seeding works for the postseason now, a record means a lot more than maybe it has in non-district games as well. You can listen to this game on FM 103.9 KNZA this Friday with Brandon Tabman on the call for that game. Coach, talking about the Panthers, you referenced their backfield, whether it's Manny Oliveira there at the fullback position or Bausch or Stevens in the backfield. They've got one of the most potent backfields in the Big East League. What are some challenges that you guys are expecting for this week?
I just think, you know, because it's a multiplicity of what they do. They challenge you, you know, running the ball inside tough with the fullback and pound in there, or just some double lead action where they get it. But they also have the ability to bounce some things and have some speed on the edge. So those are all good players back there. And, you know, you can't get lost in looking at all the window dressing. You got to line up and trust what you're supposed to do and make sure you fit.
Two very, very good defenses going to be on this field here, and I think it's going to come down to which offenses execute the best for your guys' side of things, Coach. What's a massive key for you guys this week to get the win at home?
I think we got to take care of the ball better. I mean, our four turnovers last week put us in some bad spots. So, you know, obviously that's always a huge component of being successful in a football game. But take care of the football and then see if we can get some things going. You know, we've shown some signs here and there. We've still been a little inconsistent. But, again, we came back. I love our guys. I love the way they practice, the way they compete. They want to get back at it and prove we're a better football team we showed last week.
Perry LeCompton taking on the Royal Valley Panthers this Friday. Again, you can listen to that game on 103.9 KNZA. Brandon Tadman on the call for that. And then back into district league action for 6, 7, and 8 for those weeks. Home game for Perry against Jeff West at Hayden, and then back at home against Hiawatha. The whole season still yet in front of you, Coach, but we're already halfway done with the season. Is it kind of crazy to think that the playoffs are just a few weeks away?
It's amazing how fast it goes once you get in season. I mean, we've always told our kids that, especially the seniors, man. This is, you know, you get these, this is your one shot, and every time you're doing a lot of last things, again, this is it. You're going to play this. This will be the last time you play them. This is going to be the last time you play them. It's going to be your last homecoming. It's going to be your last home game. You know, take advantage of them every time you get a chance to step on the field. These are special times in your high school career, and enjoy those memories of playing high school football and take advantage every time you get under those lights.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time every week. As always, good luck and good health to you this week as you play against the Royal Valley Panthers.
Thanks, Jake. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Coach Mike Paramore of the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chat every single week, again presented by Heinen Repair Service and the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.